subject to caprices. The ship has, so to speak, in its belly, an imprisoned thunderstorm, striving to escape, something like a thunderbolt, rumbling above an earthquake. In an instant, the whole crew was on foot. It was the fault of the gun captain, who had neglected to fasten the screw nut to the mooring chain, and had insecurely clogged the four wheels of the gun carriage. This gave play to the sole and the framework, separated the two platforms, and finally the breeching. The tackle had given way, so that the cannon was no longer firm in its carriage. The stationary breeching, which prevents recoil, was not in use at this time. A heavy sea struck the port, the carronade, insecurely fastened, had recoiled and broken its chain, and begun its terrible course over the deck. To form an idea of this strange sliding, let one image a drop of water running over glass. At the moment when the fastenings gave way, the gunners were in the battery, some in groups, others scattered about, busied with the customary work among sailors, getting ready for a signal for action. The carronade, hurled forward by the pitching of the vessel, made a gap in this crowd of men and crushed forward the first blow. Then, sliding back and shot out again, as the ship rolled, it cut in two a fifth unfortunate and knocked a piece of the battery against the last.